Looking back on July 27, the day in 1940 when one of the most famous cartoon characters of all time made his debut.
What's up, Doc?
Yep, Bugs Bunny featured in A Wild Hare.
What do you mean, wabbit?
Wabbits, wabbits. You know, with big, long ears.
Oh, like these?
Yeah, and a winter white fluffy tail.
Like this?
Yep.
It's the anniversary of the first series of Australian Idol starting. You might remember that the first winner in 2003 was Guy Sebastian. July 27 birthdays, country singer Bobby Gentry turned 78.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Aussie actor and producer and the man behind the hit movies Young Einstein and Reckless Kelly, Yahoo Sirius, is 67. His real name is Greg Peed. Whatever happened to Yahoo?
Albert Einstein.
One of Australia's greatest cricketers, former Test captain Alan Border, is 65. When he retired, he held the records for the most Test runs, most catches, and he had played the most Test matches.
Pretty full on schedule. It beats working for a living, doesn't it, playing cricket?
Christopher Dean turned 62 today, one half of the ice skating superstar team of Torval and Dean. They won Olympic gold in 1988.
He is the case to his performance. It was, in my book, perfect.
Australian actor Julian McMahon is 52. He got his big break in the US soap Another World before playing Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four movies.
Von Doom Industries is proud to be endowing this magnificent new Egyptian wing.
And the man they call the Raging Bull, rugby league great Gordon Tallis, is 47. The former Dragon and Bronco went on to captain Queensland.
What pushes you through those moments, I can't answer, but you just know that you're not allowed to stop.
Finally, swapping codes, the AFL legend Ted Whitten was born on this day in 1933. The player, coach and commentator they called Mr. Football died aged 62 in 1995.
Dermy was there as well, and I reckon you've certainly got something to look forward to next year because you are going to line up with that side again, aren't you?
Remembering Ted Whitten on July 27.